A bill in the Tennessee legislature would discourage lawsuits against state workers by requiring the loser to pay legal costs. It's getting criticism from Democrats. They say it'll protect government officials who engage in misdeeds such as sexual harassment. Standard practice in Tennessee courtrooms has long been that each side is responsible for paying their attorneys. Now lawmakers are talking about shifting that balance in cases brought against state workers. Nashville Democrat Bo Mitchell says the proposal is poorly timed, noting there's an ongoing investigation into sexual harassment at the Capitol, as well as claims of misconduct at the University of Tennessee.
I think this is not standing for state employees. This is silencing state employees, and it's really silencing victims.
But Ottawa Republican Mike Carter, a former judge, says sexual harassment cases are a small portion of the suits that would be affected.
Your police officers on the street, your firemen, they're the ones who are constantly sued.
Republicans argue many of these suits are frivolous. It's only fair, they say, that the loser should have to pay. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.